Today, March 18th, is the feast day of one of the early bishops and doctors of the church named St. Cyril of Jerusalem. He was born in the year 315 in a place called Caesarea by the Sea, a place where King Herod had one of his summertime resorts. And Caesarea is a place where they had amphitheaters and quite a few fascinating places. If you go there, you can see the aqueducts that go back to ancient Roman times. It's a beautiful city right along the Mediterranean Sea. He was born there in 315. He died in the year 386. And he's primarily known for being a defender of the faith against the Arian heresy. You might remember what the Arian heresy is. It was those who denied the divinity of Christ. They believed that Christ was not truly equal to God the Father. The Arians felt that Christ was somehow like the adopted Son of God, that he was not consubstantial with the Father. And this, of course, was cleared up at the church councils of Nicaea and Constantinople when the church declared that Christ is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father, or one in substance with the Father. The Arians held that the Son of God was less than the Father, was not equal to the Father. And the great defenders of Orthodoxy were, of course, St. Athanasius and St. Cyril of Jerusalem. And we know that Cyril suffered a great deal for his belief in the divinity of Christ. As a bishop, over half the time he was a bishop, he was exiled because of his defense of the Catholic faith. He was, however, a tremendous example to the Christians, an example of someone who, even though he was persecuted for the faith, continued to live the faith and teach the faith. He was a brilliant theologian. And we know that he was eventually declared a doctor of the church just in the last century, actually in 1882, was declared a doctor of the Catholic Church. So today we think of one of our early bishops and doctors who suffered, was persecuted because of his defense for the divinity of Christ. God bless you.